This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday further prisoner swaps between the United States and Russia were possible, and contacts between the two countries' intelligence services would continue. Putin was speaking a day after the United States freed Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout in exchange for U.S. women's basketball star Brittany Griner in the most high-profile prisoner exchange between the two countries in years. Russia continues to hold Paul Whelan, a U.S. Marine veteran who was convicted of espionage in 2020 in a trial that U.S. diplomats said had been unfair. A prominent Russian opposition figure has been sentenced to 8.5 years in prison after being convicted on charges stemming from his criticism of the Kremlin's actions in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The sentence handed down to Ilya Yashin, one of the few Kremlin critics to have stayed in Russia, offers the latest indication of an intensified crackdown on dissent by Russian authorities. Yashin is charged with spreading false information about the military, a new offense added to the country's criminal law after President Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine. Yashin said in a statement through his lawyers after the judge passed the sentence that with this hysterical move, the authorities want to scare us all, but it effectively shows their weakness. Only the weak, he says, want to shut everyone's mouth and eradicate any dissent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of NATO has expressed worry that the fighting in Ukraine could spin out of control and become a war between Russia and NATO. According to an interview released by Norwegian broadcaster NRK, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that NATO is working to avoid that. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to announce at next week's U.S. Africa Summit that his administration supports adding the African Union as a permanent member of the Group of 20 Nations. The African Union represents the continent's 54 countries. South Africa is currently the only African member of the G20. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Guinea's former leader, Alpha Conde, over violence against opponents before he was ousted in a 2021 coup. The sanctions would block any U.S. assets and criminalize transactions with the West African nation's former president, who had cordial relations with the United States before seeking to amend the Constitution to stay in power. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said on Friday he wanted to engage with Beijing over the findings of a report issued by his predecessor that said China's treatment of Uyghurs and other Muslims in the Xinjiang region may constitute crimes against humanity.
The report that was issued on the 31st of August is a very important one. It has highlighted very serious human rights concerns.
China, which denies the Xinjiang allegations, has previously indicated that it would close the door to cooperation with the UN Human Rights Office after the report's release. Japan, Britain, and Italy are merging their next-generation jet fighter projects in a groundbreaking partnership spanning Europe and Asia, Japan's first major industrial defense collaboration beyond the United States since World War II. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
Japan, Britain, and Italy are getting together in a bid to rule the skies. The three nations said Friday they were merging their projects to build a next-generation stealth fighter. Britain and Italy were already working together on the Future Combat Air System, also called Tempest. Now Japan's FX program will become part of the effort. Together, it's meant to deliver a fast, stealthy jet with powerful artificial intelligence and cyber warfare capabilities. Joining forces should help share the multi-billion costs, but details are yet to be worked out on how work will be shared and where development will take place.
Croatia stunned favorites Brazil to reach the World Cup semifinals on Friday, winning 4-2 on penalties after finishing 1-1 at the end of extra time. Brazil is out, while Croatia will face the winner of Argentina and the Netherlands in the semifinals. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.